The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everybody. This is the Chaunce, yes. Live in, well, we're not in the minnow tank because they haven't fixed all the gremlins downstairs. But we're upstairs in the studio, and we're having a great time. And I hope you're get ready to go. We're at the All Canada. Remember the Canadian National Anthem? I sang that in French once, and my guest, who was French-Canadian, goes, "You know, Chaunce, I don't even know how to sing that." Like, what a rube, you know? But yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're at the All Canada, as I said, out in Kane County Fairgrounds. 50 degrees. Get out. Come on down, as they say. Excuse me. I also still have a little residual of the plague from last week. And yes, everybody who's seen me, my concussion is getting better. It really is. Hey, Jess, who's in the board? We got a board person in training.
Yes, we do. It's myself, Jack, and Hannah is with us as well.
Hannah, you could say hello.
What's up, everybody?
See, we have a woman board op. Much easier on the eye than Breck and Abdallah, let me tell you. You know, I could tell you that, you know. But no, we had a really jam show for you today. We got, first of all, Captain Tony's been, I can't just say thank you. Because of the concussion and a few other things that have happened over the last 5 weeks, 4 weeks. Captain Tony's been working with me with my booth. He's been making sure I rest and do a few other things, and I appreciate that very much and helped me out. So he's there. So if you're looking to book a charter, stop by and talk to Captain Tony. But we have Bud Dixon, who is from Canoe, Canada. Bud Dixon is a young at heart guy who started his career out at the International Amphitheater Outdoor Show with John Brownfield and all of those people. I know 3/4 of the audience is going, "What?" But the 1/4 that's going, "You got to be kidding me, Chauncey." Yes, this guy is a legend and a half. And I could talk to him for hours. I can just talk to him. But then, excuse me, we have Clarence Bergen from Guardian Eagle Resort. He is one of the grand prize winners for the All Canada show. And two people, if you know, you put your name in the little, fill out the form, drop it in the big drum, you're going to get a trip to his lodge in Canada that is on 75,000 acres of water. They will fly you in a turboprop jet from Executive Airport here on the north side of Chicago right to their private airport. I'm there. Sign me up. I'll gain 10 pounds because I heard the food is unbelievable. But he's going to be on, too. And so we got a lot of stuff planned for you, a lot of stuff going. But first of all, you know what? Let's hear our good buddy, Captain Tony.
Oh, my goodness, everybody. Right here at the All Canada show, we've got Captain Tony. Hey, buddy.
Well, hey, John, how's it going at the Canada show?
It's going really good, and I know you're helping me out at the All Canada show because you're helping me in my booth. You got some of your brochures, your photos. People are, last night, were asking me all kinds of questions about you. Hey, is this the guy in your show? Is this the guy that you talk to and go out with? I go, yep. And yeah. They go, when's the best time to go for coho? And I says, well, you call Captain Tony.
Right, yeah, you know, our season's approaching really fast here. It's going to be another fantastic year out on Lake Michigan. Our coho season starts late April, runs through May, really heavy, and then like the first couple weeks of June, they're still there. Sometimes they go all the way through July and they get huge. But, dates are filling up, weekends are going. Even like later in the year for the Kings in July and August, they had a guy call me the other day, wanted a king date for like late September. I'm like, they're done by September. I says, you got to get them through July and August and maybe the first week of September. You know, when they're in that late stage, they're coming in to spawn, you mm-hmm. know? So I always like catching them silver kings offshore, you know,
oh, yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's the time right now. Come see me at the All Canada show. It's you, of course. You're right there as you walk in. I do have my book. I do, have all my information right there. And all my information is also on my website,
mm-hmm.
diamondghostcharters.com. Or if you don't come to the show, which I recommend, come to the All Canada show. It's a fantastic show, you know. Even all the other shows. We did the Tinley Park show.
We
that was pretty decent.
Yeah, we did Tinley. We did Muskie show.
Right. We did Schaumburg. Schaumburg was unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
You know, the people were there. It's like I never stopped for about 3.5 hours talking to people. The book was open constantly. So we were eating up dates left and right. And remember, guys, in May, the spring coho run, it don't matter if it's in the morning or afternoon. The cohos are there. Might take just a little longer in the afternoon, but we'll have a good time.
Oh, God, yes. And really, those spring coho are so good.
Oh, yeah. And they're so versatile. The meat's so consistent. You can bake them, fry them, broil them, smoke them, make lox out of them. Anything you can do with them fish, anything that you think you can do with them fish, you can do.
Oh, God.
You know, they're very versatile. They're one of the tastiest fish out there.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that we're talking April, early May. And then what kicks in that those other fish, you know, they show up?
Water temp, bait. You know, the bait starts moving around. You know, that's what the cohos follow. They come all the way up the lakeshore. They're following pods of bait. You know, the water temperature is just right for them. They're feeding like crazy, like May, you know. And then when you go into June, the bait's still there. The water temperature's still cold, so some rainbows show up.
Mm-hmm.
Steely rainbows, a.k.a., you know, trout. They're there, you know. Last year we really pounded on the rainbows. In June, and then, again, the water starts warming up towards the end of June into July, and, you know, the king starts showing up, you know.
Oh, God,
Yeah, we might get a little mixture of lake trout migrating, because they usually migrate through June into July, but, you know, sometimes they're there, and we catch what's there.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's biting, we're catching.
That's what
we're, know?
Yeah.
But if you want to be species-specific, call me and we'll talk about a date.
Exactly. And if you want to learn a little bit about salmon fishing, stop by the booth at the All Canada show and Tony will talk to you. I mean, you know, he has no problem explaining certain things or a rig or whatever. I love to watch the look on somebody's face when there's this one rig that Tony has. Well, a lot of it. Anglers have, it's called a lead cord. That means the line has a line of lead running in it, and it goes out, you know, 300 feet or more, right?
Right, yeah, it depends how much lead you got on your line. It's right. A weighted line. Every color, the lure sinks 4 feet.
And this rod could be the distance of a football field behind the boat, the lure. And all of a sudden, a rainbow hits, a bow, we call them, rainbow hits that thing. And steelhead, and that thing, you're fighting a torpedo.
Right, they're real fast fish, yeah.
They're fast fish, they're going to jump, they're going to be aerobatic, it is unbelievable, and all you could do is just keep on cranking fast and keep the rod up.
Right, that's all you could do, you know, it's one of the hardest lines to reel in, the lead core, you know, usually when that rainbow's jumping, you can see him jumping half the time, the lure goes one way and he goes the other. But this part of fishing, you know, fishing is fun. We can't get them all.
No.
Sometimes we can, you know, but it's a sport, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the fight, you know. We can't muscle them in because they're too green, meaning they're so fresh. They got you. You don't have them, mm-hmm. you know. So it's a great time, and you got long endurance, you know, with them lead cores, you know, how that goes.
And the other one, I got to tell people, one of the most fun things on Tony's boat is you get a king on, a big Chinook salmon. You got that fish coming in, and he's about maybe 8 feet to the side of the boat. I mean, not in the back of the boat. He's on the side of the boat, and that fish looks at you. It looks right at you, and it goes, "I'm not done."
Yeah, and he takes off the other way for another 50 yards of line. You're like, what?
I love that. Oh, my God. That is the best of going with Diamond Ghost Charters.
Well, you know what we say about our big kings? You know, we had a lot of big kings, you know, 19 to 25 last year. That's freshwater tuna.
Mm-hmm. That is freshwater tuna.
That's our fighting fish. If you want a real battle, July and August for the king salmon.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, besides coming to the All-Canada show this weekend, which you're going to be sitting helping me in my booth and stuff like that, what's the best way to get you?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. Visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. All my info is there. Click on the links. Check it out. There's a lot of good info on my site.
And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Fish on.
All right, take care, my friend.
All right, guys, good luck out there, and we'll see you at the All Canada today.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
Ice fish, baby.
Hey, guys, stop! Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing.
everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I've got to tell you this right now. We've got someone coming on the phone here. The easiest way I can say it, for you older guys, you more mature sportsmen, and the younger guys aren't going to realize this, we're going to be talking with Bud Dixon, who started out his career at the International Amphitheater Outdoor Show. Now, that tells you he's a young buck, but it tells you we've got somebody who really understands the great outdoors. Bud, thanks for coming on this morning.
Great to be with you, Tronsi. It's a little chilly morning up in Attakokan, and unfortunately I'm not there just now, but I'm looking forward to getting back to Chicago and getting into Pheasant Run and All Canada Show and try and instill some interest in the hearts of some of these men and women to come back up to Canada and jump in a canoe and load up a pack and go get lost in the wilderness of Quetico for a few days. I want to share some of my experiences with those that think they can't do it and those who have done it and think they can't do it anymore and those who want to do it and have never done it.
Right.
So we'll have a good time.
And first of all, we got to make sure Bud's okay, everybody. Don't worry about it. But he did say Pheasant Run, but he really meant the Kane County Fairgrounds.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I'm aging myself. Kane County Fairgrounds. Sorry about that.
Hey, Bud, I aged myself when I mentioned the International Amphitheater Outdoor Show.
Well, you're one of the few guys on the planet that would even know where that place existed.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, but one of the things that is so great about Bud is everyone – you know, when you go, and I'm not trashing the All Canada Show, and I'm not trashing any outdoor show. You see these Canadian lodges with the great lodging, and yes, they fit that niche of you wanting to relax, have a nice bed, you go do this, you do that. But Bud and I, and you heard me say that, Bud and I understand the mental everything of going out into a pristine, wooded, watered area that you can hear the eagles and the loons and the osprey and everybody out here, you know, animals throughout the woods, and you're in a machine that you use your arms and you paddle, and I don't want to use the term invading nature. You're becoming part of nature for the time you're out there, right?
Right on. The canoe is a wonderful craft. Originally introduced to the European population by the indigenous peoples of Canada and maybe even the United States. But, you know, it was originally made out of birch bark. And now we have we used to go with aluminum canoes. Now we have these Kevlar canoes, which are light. But there's something about a canoe that unites a people and two people or three or four, however, sometimes you can put four people in a canoe, but paddling in unison, you got to be balanced. Mm-hmm. The rhythm, you got to be timed with each other. That's just the quietness of it slipping through the waters. And sometimes you're heading some headwinds, so you got to dig in and paddle. But it's got to be cared for. Just you, your paddle, canoe, and the carrying yoke. And you can't put a whole lot of things into a canoe. You're not going to bring a lot of electronic devices, but you have your sleeping bag and you have your little bit of dried food, and maybe you have a little box with a few fishing lures. And when I first started going on canoe trips, I just had a piece of wood notched on both ends with about 60 feet of fish line wrapped to it, and a sinker and a daredevil, throw it out, drag it behind the canoe, catch a pike, and that was for dinner. So, and you just look forward to the next place you're going to set your tent. And
that was the night. That was the best dinner you've ever eaten in your life.
That's correct. Yeah. And the shore lunch is, you know, a Canadian tradition.
Mm-hmm.
On a canoe trip, I remember I had a high-ranking politician who turned out to be a good friend, and I was flaying a lake trout for him off Cirrus Lake, and he looked at me and said, "You're a savage." I said, "What do you mean?" Well, he had never seen a guy clean a fish. He didn't like fish, but my son Jeremy cooked it up that night for dinner, and he was poking at it before we were even ready to serve, and all of a sudden he ended up liking fresh fish. And so, you know, you change people's attitudes, and it's all about survival. It's all about leaving a lot of things behind, and going forward into the unknown. And it's just there's that aura of adventure. Muscles get sore. Tent at night is your home.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple and humble and quiet. And one person told me after a canoe trip, he said, you know, Bud, he said, I spent 14 days in there and it removed all the wrinkles from my soul. Right? I never forgot that. And that man's long gone now, but it's true. You know,
mm-hmm.
And we need that in this day and age.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got to get these wrinkles out of our soul. You know, and if you're in a big boat, and you're, I'm not trashing them. Folks, I'm not trashing going to Canada into a lodge with the boats and motors and everything. But when you've got that canoe and you're just going along the shoreline, the animals have no... I mean, I've had deer swim across from me in front of the canoe. I've had, critters on, you know, different mink and, you know, stuff jumping on the logs that are half submerged in the water. You know, I've never seen a moose in the wild, thank God, because they're really big, folks.
Wow.
1,800 pounds of meat and horns. Okay. I mean, I would love to see that, but, I mean, just, you know, you really do. It's a whole different experience that, you know, Bud and Canoe Canada has been doing for, I'm not even going to tell how many years, but, you know, Bud's interest here, and he's going to be doing this at the show on Sunday, September 2nd, but he's going to be there all weekend. So if you show up on Monday, and not Monday, but on Thursday or Friday or Saturday, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, say, hey, let me talk to you about this and canoeing and get that feel. Because the first time I saw the Aurora Borealis, I was in a canoe.
Yeah.
And I went, whoa. That's good. God is really good. The painter was out that night. I mean, it's just, to me, a canoe. And you, as Bud will tell you, you pull up to where you're going to camp. You found a spot. You pull out of your canoe and you walk a few feet up from the shoreline. And what do you see? You may see a fireplace somebody built for them that could have been there for 100 years, right?
Absolutely right. And, you know, this park is over 100 years old. It's designated as a park in Ontario, and it's really one of the most pristine places in Ontario, maybe Canada. It's roadless, it's motorless, drinking water lakes, mm-hmm. barbless hooks, only canoe travel. And, Chauncey, you just hit on something about paddling the shoreline, and after 50 years of helping outdoor enthusiasts come to Quiddico, some of them a little apprehensive, we always told them, shoreline, follow the shoreline. And years ago, I was on a canoe trip, one of the first ones with a group from our high school, and we were in these big canoes, six people to a canoe with a teacher, and we were going down Sturgeon Lake, and the one canoe went right down the middle of the lake and fought the waves or going into a west wind. And
mm-hmm.
our teacher, we shorelined it. And we got to the portage of the mouth of the Moline River about 40 minutes ahead of these poor guys that had been battling the winds and the waves. But on that experience, and I was 16 years old, we saw, just like you said, we saw a cow and a calf in the water. And this was a windy day, and these people missed all this. We paddled by a big beaver house. A big buck beaver was swimming around. We saw a buck deer with his velvet mm-hmm. horns on a bow. Team of otters. And even one of the guys was able to do a little bit of fishing for dinner and caught a couple big walleyes and a northern. And we were relaxed. So, you know, there's teachings here, and it's an experience that where relationships are built. Sometimes people go on a canoe trip and they don't talk with each other for a while. But for most part, it's very positive experiences. And you think about taking time to just leave the electronics at home,
mm-hmm.
although some of them now you can be connected. But be connected with nature instead of the electronics. Get connected with a son or a daughter mm-hmm. or a wife or a uncle or a cousin or
yeah.
grandpa, you know, where there's no interference at night other than the cracking of a campfire and, you know, enjoying a fish dinner on a tin plate
mm.
and, you know, crawling into a warm sleeping bag. And, you know, another thing, watching the sun go down and watching it come up, that's an experience that many people have never, ever experienced. And I've been fortunate and blessed that I have. And, you know, we talked about the old native proverbs, and we call them First Nations in our land here, Indigenous peoples. And I saw this years ago, and it was confirmed by an old elder when he just said, remember, we haven't inherited the lands and the waters. And he got a little more, went in a little more depth. But he said, we didn't inherit them from our forefathers. We just merely borrowed them from our great grandchildren. And that's something that has fed my soul a lot, that there's special places on earth. And as a young kid in Atacocan growing up, a slingshot and a BB gun, a pellet gun, and then a 22 shooting partridge and ducks and deer and moose for food, and now enjoying a place where you can enjoy a fresh fish dinner and the quiet and solitude of a place unknown to many. And we want to share that with some of you that may be interested, and thankful for those in the past who have shared it with me. And I'm looking forward to coming to Chicago and rekindling this spirit.
We are going to do that. And everybody, I want you to, if you can't find Bud, come and find me, because I'll always love to find Bud again. But for you. But really, this is what it's, we're not talking, maybe if this is it, we're not talking about going to Canada on a trip. We're talking about going to Canada to renew our soul, to take the wrinkles out of our soul, to open our minds and just listen. Because, I mean, sometimes you should go out in the woods, sit down, shut everything off, close your eyes, and listen. You won't believe the amount of nature and music and everything you'll hear in the woods with the birds and the animal. Oh, my gosh. And this is what Bud has learned over a couple of years.
Hey, Trotsky, not to interrupt you, but, you know, you awaken some things in my soul, too, but it's interesting that people have been so caught up, and, you know, we're all in politics and making a living. A lot of pressures on families, and I worry more about my grandchildren than I ever did my own children. But in the Bible, and I don't know the Bible like I should, but Paul said we're in perilous times. And, you know, he was right. It was perilous then, it's perilous now, but there's also good times, and there's an opportunity here to go and experience a week or 5 days. We've had people go in for 20 days, and that's something I used to have to do when I worked in there, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I think people who have never experienced it are really missing out. And yes, we're in the business of offering these trips, but I'm even starting to guide a few trips this summer because I want, you know, there's a lot to be shared, because others have shared their experience with me, especially many of the elders and folks from the Aboriginal and Indigenous communities, and I appreciate that. And just looking forward to these upcoming days in Chicago, as I call it, and I hope that we have some more good visits.
Yeah. We will. And last, my friend, I'm going to let you go here, but don't just go to Canada. Don't just plan a trip and go to a lodge and go to Canada. I mean, yes, you can do that. That's fine. I'm not saying you can't do that. But what I want you to do is think about doing it like Bud and I are talking about, doing it via a canoe, whether it's through somebody else or Canoe Canada that he's been part of for many years. Because you know what you're doing? You're not going to Canada. You're touching Canada. When you go by canoe, that's important. Bud, thanks for coming on today's show.
Thank you, my brother. Have a good day. See you soon.
We'll see you soon. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat, or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night. January 30th through February 2nd at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
I'm DNR Conservation Officer Tony Salzer.
And I'm Minnesota Wild goaltender Alex Stalock. As a kid growing up in Minnesota, I loved getting on the ice any way I could, whether I was playing ice hockey with my friends or ice fishing on the lake.
Whatever it is that brings you to the lake, we want you to remember that ice is never 100% safe. There needs to be at least 4 inches to walk or skate on, and 5 to 7 for ATVs and snowmobiles.
So have fun and be safe while skating in the state of hockey.
Or dropping a line through the ice in the state of fishing.
The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to a night of celebration at the 2025 Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. Join us Thursday, March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois for an evening dedicated to the great outdoors. The night kicks off with a cocktail hour at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a special program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Award winners. You'll be surrounded by fellow outdoors enthusiasts from across the state, enjoying great food, camaraderie, and a chance to bid on exciting auction prizes, both in person and online. Don't miss this chance to celebrate those who make a difference in Illinois' outdoors. Get your tickets now at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. Just click on Gala and be sure to check the box 10 days before the event when the online auction goes live. So rally your hunting and fishing buddies, and we'll see you at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala. I'll be there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a
Hi there, this is Chelsea Cartin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like a snake down a log.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yes. I am at the All Canada Show. And every year, All Canada here in Chicago has a great offer, what they're doing with a lodge and stuff. And this year it's with Guardian Eagle Resort, who, let me tell you, when you want to go to Canada and you're looking for the really Canadian experience, from being picked up by the private jet or turbo, right? Turbo.
Twin turboprop.
That takes you right to the lodge in Canada. We've got Clarence Bergen with us right now. Clarence, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Tell me about this great contest that's only here in Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, so we have a trip for two that is available from either the DuPage Airport or the Chicago Executive Airport. And we help you with all the border crossing information. So we'll take and fly you over to Thunder Bay, touch down for customs, and then bring you straight into our lodge with our concrete runway in the middle of nowhere there. So we've got 75,000 acres to bring you to luxury in the wild fishing.
In the middle of nowhere.
I like saying the middle of nowhere because there literally is, we've got 10 boats on the water, so it's a nice, quaint camp, but there we we tend to take time to pamper you and make sure that you've got everything that you need. We put your minnows on for you. It's a fully guided experience. All your meals are paid for. Housekeeping is all taken care of. And it's a great experience that we can look after you.
This is an unbelievable trip. And how do I get into this contest at the All-Canada Show?
So your ticket is your entry that you can put in the draw here, and they'll pull somebody at the end of the weekend and offer a trip for two and everything all-inclusive from there.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that you understood. Clarence said 75,000 pristine acres of water. 75,000 acres of water. How do you do that?
It takes a little bit to navigate through for us, which is why we do guided trips for everybody. And we teach the guides, and we also have mapping on the lake and stuff. But it is a big body of water to learn, and it is also, a great fishery with zero pressure, next to zero pressure. And so we just feed you as many walleye as you can eat when you're there, and we just give you a great time and show you around some beautiful scenery, lots of wildlife, and just a fantastic experience up in Canada.
Now, when you do the experience up there, we're talking the full Canadian ba-boom, all the most unbelievable food, shore lunches, right?
Shore lunches every day, absolutely. We prepare walleye at least two different ways, and depends if we have any dietary needs, there'll be three ways prepared at lunch every day. And then we also do potatoes and over the open fire and all that stuff, and just give you an absolutely gourmet meal out in the middle of the wilderness.
I'm having a problem because I'm drooling over every second that you're talking about. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. And the cabins are beautiful. I would imagine. The pictures I'm seeing are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're all solid log cabins that were made from the logs that were harvested from the making of the runway and the location the cabins are on. So they're all made right there. They're fitted in place and just beautiful cabins that we've got. Lots of them have decks and patios that you can sit on and enjoy a cigar or a cocktail in the evening afterwards as you tell your stories, which are all 100% true.
Oh, yes, I forgot. No, trust me, fishermen, they're all true.
Yeah, they never, ever lie. So it is a pretty great experience. We also have a sauna and a hot tub and a beach. So you can go for a late night sauna and go for a cool down in the lake right there off the door of the sauna. So it's a really cool, all-inclusive. You can do all the Canadian things that we do up there and enjoy what we've got to share with you.
Now, more and more women are going to Canada on trips, and this sounds like an absolute perfect place for the ladies to organize 4, 6, 8, or however many of them. We'd load up an airplane, I bet you, and to come up there, because if you want to go fishing, it's okay. And, you know, I'm one of these kind of fishermen, like, yeah, I want to fish, but you know what? I don't want to get up at crack of dawn. Let me go out at 10 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have a high percentage of ladies that come out, and we have had some all-ladies trips as well. And, they're fantastic anglers. They always catch the most fish, and they always catch the biggest fish. And I challenge any guy to tell me that otherwise, because it is just how it is at our experience, and they're fantastic fisher people. And, it's nice because there's also enough fish to keep you entertained. If you want to get out there, or if you want to go see a private beach out in the middle of nowhere where nobody's going to bug you, we can drop you off there with a glass of wine and you can hang out for the afternoon as well. So we really do try to cater to whatever it is that you're after to experience.
And please tell me, the sunsets are beyond magnificent.
Right from camp. You're literally, whether you're sitting on the lodge deck having in the evening with some Wi-Fi to get some work done, or whether you're looking out your deck on your own cabin privately, the sunsets are right from camp. You don't have to go for a boat ride to go find them or anything like that. Just absolutely stellar sunsets.
And you mentioned, I mean, of course, the litany, there's walleyes, there's smallmouth, there's everything else, right?
We don't have smallmouth. Yep, we just got lots and lots of walleye, northern pike, and those are the species that we target and catch a ton of. So,
but these pike have space between their eyes, right?
There is a bit of space. Yeah, sometimes your hand isn't big enough to go over top of the head, so it's pretty wild. Yep, yeah.
Oh my God! Fantastic. So this sounds like an unbelievable trip, and if you were lucky enough that you're able to win this trip, this is going. I mean, on a 1 to 10 scale. You know, we're talking that this resort, you know, Guardian Eagle Resort, is a 12-14.
It is, yeah. And we are absolutely blessed and privileged to have access to it ourselves. We enjoy every minute of every day that we get to be up there for the summer. And we absolutely just enjoy sharing with others and the experience that it is.
What makes in your heart and your wife's heart, because it's you and your wife, it's Clarence, what's her name?
Twyla is my wife, yeah.
Okay. The two of you, this is your life, this is your calling. If you were to say to somebody why they should come to this resort, you know, what would you tell them?
I think a biggest thing that sticks out in my mind out of all the places that I've been and traveled together with my wife, you know, the biggest thing is just to be able to be in a boat all day and not see another boat. There's something about that solitude that just changes your perspective on life again. And you realize there are spaces in you can have the luxury that we have at camp with the, you know, the beautiful jetted bathtubs and the beautiful log cabins, nice warm wood stoves if you need. And yet you can go to the remoteness of being able to say, I didn't see another boat all day and catch just a ton of fish. It just feels so natural and undisturbed in comparison to a lot of other places where there's multiple camps on a water or, you know, edge of a community, a town, city, that kind of thing. So,
you know, okay, private beaches, jetted tubs, unbelievable food, shore lunches made multiple different ways, boats, motors that run at tip-top, guides that are fantastic. You know, can I just sit there and absorb it?
You definitely can, for sure. We have got actually loungers on the beach that you could sit from and enjoy. And, yeah, it is really set up to be just your zen, to be able to get out there and just turn everything off and just enjoy nature at its finest. Enjoy your company of those that you came with. If you do come as a group, we have singles that show up as well. So it is really up to you what your perfect holiday is. So we're just looking forward to booking your trip for you.
That sounds good. And to book the trip, you can come to the All Canada Show. Buy your ticket. Make sure you get into the raffle to win a trip. Is it a trip for one or two?
It's a trip for two, and it's coming out of either an airport near you that we've got trips coming out of. So if you happen to be, we also fly out of Minneapolis, and we fly out of Waukesha Airport as well. So if you happen to be closer to those, but you came to the All Canada Show in Chicago, we'll still put you into an aircraft that is coming out of a city near you.
And if somebody wants to get more information, what's the best way? Yes, come to the All Canada Show. That's what I want you to do. You're hearing this Saturday morning. Get down there. I'm there. Clarence is there. His wife is here. Shore Lunch is here. Make sure you're here. But if somebody wants more information, what do they do?
It's www.guardianeagle.com. Easy to find.
And let me tell you, when you see these photos and you see the pictures and you talk to Clarence, you are not going to believe what's going to be down the road for you. You're going to forget that you're even a person that has a place in Chicago somewhere.
That's the idea. We really want you to be able to just kick back and forget any worries, troubles you've got, and just leave it all to us.
Clarence, thanks for coming on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night. January 30th through February 2nd at the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to a night of celebration at the 2025 Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. Join us Thursday, March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois for an evening dedicated to the great outdoors. The night kicks off with a cocktail hour at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a special program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Award winners. You'll be surrounded by fellow outdoors enthusiasts from across the state, enjoying great food, camaraderie, and a chance to bid on exciting auction prizes, both in person and online. Don't miss this chance to celebrate those who make a difference in Illinois' outdoors. Get your tickets now at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. Just click on Gala and be sure to check the box 10 days before the event when the online auction goes live. So rally your hunting and fishing buddies, and we'll see you at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala. I'll be there.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
I just love listening to that song. It's just, that's the song I grew up with, listening to Bill Cullerton show on Saturday mornings, you know. And yes, my mother would always yell at me, you can't get out of bed 5 days a week to go to school, but you can get your out of bed. I almost said it. You can get your ain't out of bed on Saturday morning at 5:30 to go fishing at Sherman Park Lagoon and listen to Bill Cullerton. I went, and your question, Mom? You know, but that's okay. Hey, everybody, this is the Chaunce. Welcome back. And we're at the All Canada Show having a great time. And, man, I'm just, I cannot, from the deepest, most deepest part of my heart and soul, say thank you to so many people who have come up to me at all the shows, the Tinley Park show, the Muskie show, the Great Schomburg Chicagoland Fishing Expo show, the All Canada show, I stopped at the boat show. I mean, everybody that came up to me and said that they love the show, they love listening, longtime listeners, thank you so much. You have made my year. You really did. I mean, it's touching because we're just friends, you know? It's me and you sitting at the end of a bar having a little bit of a soda pop, wink, wink, and talking about the great outdoors. That's exactly what this is. And all the ladies that enjoy listening to the show, thank you, too, because this is not a guy-only zone. This is a family, men, women, kids, everybody who listens to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hey, I got a little piece of tidbit of info that I wanted to throw out there that I just learned this, literally learned this in the last minute. That horrendous accident that happened in D.C. with the airplane and the helicopter. Yes, it was a traumatic loss of life, but there were 7 hunting buddies that were on their way home to D.C. from a Kansas duck hunt. I mean, all of them were on the airplane, probably telling stories about the duck hunt, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's the click of a light. That's all it is. You got to be careful out there, folks. You know, you just never know. So always hug your friends and your family and the dog. Kiss the dog. I always kiss my dog. She looks at me like I'm weird. But, hey, let's talk a little bit about fishing here. It's going to be 50 today. Oh, yes, 50 degrees. You know what that means? Watch my lips. How do you do that on radio? Okay, listen to my voice. Do not go on the ice. Unless you're in Green Bay, upper Wisconsin, the UP, or Lake Superior, anything from central Wisconsin south, do not go on the ice. Please. Yesterday I heard that an ATV with three people went through the ice in Twin Lake, Wisconsin and Kenosha County. Please, don't do this. Two of them got out. One of them, I think, they lost. I mean, you know, ice can be safe and fun, but ice, you have to read it, learn it, and just, if you're south of the central part of Wisconsin, don't even think about it, okay? And I just want everybody to realize that. Besides, remember the Chauncey rule? Any ice less than 4 inches belongs in a glass covered with a beautiful amber liquid. Okay? That's how we're going to do it. But if you're heading up north, yeah, hater, you know, yeah, you're going to go up north to Hayward and Minocqua. Crappie action is still doing real good up there. Oh, my goodness gracious. My friend, Justin Seipel was out smacking him in Green Bay. Oh, my gosh. This guy sends me photos, and I'm like, do you work? I mean, he is just banging the fish up in Green Bay. So, I mean, there's still good ice, but you got to go way up north to find it. Yellow perch action in some of the lakes up north are doing pretty good. Bluegill are doing okay. Northern pike are doing pretty well. We got to remember that. So that will be a good time. We're seeing some activity going on with some northern pike also in the northern parts of Wisconsin. Whitefish, he got some nice whitefish out of Green Bay. I will tell you that. Let's see, we got that. I'm just trying to make sure. I just got a text from somebody. It says, you know, about the tariffs that are being put on everything coming out of Canada. The only thing that's not getting the tariff put on it is the cold air coming out of Canada. So I guess there's some good to the tariff that they're not, you know, charging the cold air. Thank you much, guys. I get the weirdest emails. I'm telling you, people, during the show. But, you know, there's a lot of good activity going on there. If you're going to go head up north, but still, you know, further down. Hey, you know, I didn't even mention the Aiden Fishing Report, my grandson. Aiden, this is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Circle the calendar, big circle. Put yellow, blue, green arrows to it. March 29th, live remote, open house, Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue. I can't guarantee it. I'm going to ask Aiden's mother if he'll bring him down for the weekend. But, you know, she may have to be a fireman or whatever, so I'm not sure if I can get him down here for that. But I'm going to ask for it. But it's going to be a lot of fun, Waterworks Marine, that weekend. Great deals. Lots of organizations are going to be there. We're doing the live show. We're going to be there all day having fun. And who knows what else we'll talk about. Okay? Remember that. But now Aiden's Fishing Report. Papa, all the rivers are up because of melting snow. Even some of the smaller ponds, the water level came up because you could see the ice is just below the piers. Well, that's true, Aiden. It will do that. Ice is just floating on top, so it'll come up like that. Mom says Dad and I are not going out on any ice until it either gets hard again or it melts. Well, then don't go out on the ice if it melts. But it's really that in-between time that we're going to have to kick back, clean your tackle boxes, and send me some stuff that you're not using in your tackle box, Papa, because I always have a few empty spots to put some lures. Love, your hockey star in training and your pro angler in training, Aiden. Well, thank you, Aiden. I guess that's called, he didn't go fishing, so he wrote something to me. Cool, Aiden. And that was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Madison, Wisconsin lakes, I know, had about 10 inches of ice on Wednesday. I am not sure what they have, but call ahead. Always check. I just, you know, head further north in my books. I'm just very concerned because, you know, you want to come back to your family. And that's what you want to do. That's the important thing. You want to come back to your dog, your spouse, your kids, you know, your neighbors, the guys you go out fishing with, all of those things. And make sure if you're going on ice, safe ice further north, always have all the safety gear you need there. It's very, very, very important. Hey, today, you know, we're going to be at the All Canada Show today and tomorrow. Captain Tony is in my booth helping me out. Bridgeport Eddie will be there the next day. He'll be there on Sunday. So he'll be there for a lot of good times, and we'll talk about a few things and laugh, and et cetera. We always do. But, you know, I want to make sure they're having a great drawing for the Guardian Eagle Resort. You heard the interview. Whoa. A private turboprop jet from Executive Airport, just north of Chicago, right to their runway. Everything is handled. Oh, my gosh. That's not a trip. That's like, you know, going to the Super Bowl. But if you're not going to go with them, swing by their booth, Guardian Eagle Resort, and just say, hey, I heard you guys on Chauncey today. I want them to know that their message was sent out there. And, of course, Canoe Canada, good old Bud Dixon. You have no idea. And the greatest thing was I put Bud Dixon and Freddie Lucher on the phone yesterday. They haven't talked in 20 years. And to see the glow on Bud's face, it was priceless. It really was. Jim Crowley's at the All Canada Show. We have a lot of great things. Ghost River Resort. Chelsea's there. She's the little voice that you heard. Hi there. You know, I love that. Tell her you heard her voice, too. We want to make sure everybody knows that they heard so much of All Canada Show on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, because that's very, very, very important. Next week, we're not doing any shows anywhere. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm not tired of shows, but I'm just getting a little tired. But, you know, so we'll have a lot of fun with whoever we're going to have on. Great interviews, lots of information. So there's tons of stuff that we're going to be showing for people and talking about for next week, including what's coming up, the gala, the Illinois Conservation Foundation Hall of Famer Award. And also, let's not forget, going out March 29th to Waterworks Marine for their live remote. Can't miss all of that. Okay, I got that. Want to thank Justin and Hannah for working the boards here today and making sure that Chauncey sounds good going across the airwaves and out into space, into the millions and billions of galaxies that are out there. Well, I can kind of hear the flute in the background. There you go. Well, when it hits that, we know we're coming to the end of the show, and I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from the Seneca Nation. Remember, each one of us is given a gift. It's our job to share that gift. So, according to the Seneca Nation, be eager to share your gifts in the name of love. Be eager to share your gifts in the name of love. Remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. The birds we're still hunting out on the preserves, we're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Come on and see us, All Canada Show, Kane County Fairgrounds. Take care, everybody.